When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another edition of On Mic with Jordan Rich. I hope you're doing well. I hope your family is safe. And to all those first responders on every level, we thank you for what you're doing during this COVID-19 pandemic. I thought we'd focus today on another creative enterprise to bring people together, not only now, but in the future. Let's take a look at livekobu.com, the website for Kobu, also known as community building, powering genuine communities. They're turning apartment buildings into homes, and we're going to find out the details from the CEO and founder, Ben Pleat, who joins us. We welcome you to tell your story. Join us on mic. With where we are right now as we record this podcast, a whole new paradigm of living, and Kobu is, for many, coming to the rescue. How did this all start?
Yeah. And first off, really appreciate you having me here this morning. Great to virtually be here with you.
You bet.
So Kobu was really founded out of a personal experience. So my mom's dream, literally her entire life, was to move to Manhattan. She always wanted to live in the city. And she finally achieves this dream. This is roughly about 5 years ago. She moves to Greenwich Village, a very vibrant neighborhood in New York. And you know, it's a major happy moment for her, a major happy moment for her family. I'd go to visit her basically every month. And I see her cooped up in her apartment for most of the day. She couldn't meet a single neighbor, super isolated, super lonely. And it took a toll on her mental health. And by the way, she's beyond extroverted. And yet she couldn't have a genuine human interaction with anybody in her building. And, you know, I thought to myself, in today's highly connected world, there was still literally no way to engage with a human being that maybe lived, you know, 5, 10, 15 feet away from us. And I looked into the issue and I realized that this was a global problem. And according to Cigna, 61% of the population had this kind of feeling of loneliness, and it was actually a bigger issue for younger generations, and the data was showing that that problem was only accelerating, which was scary. And I figured there was an opportunity to help people like her, and found out that this was a great way to both help residents, but also apartment building owners who want to make their residents happier and have them stay longer in their apartment communities.
Isn't that an interesting statistic, and a sad one, 61%. It may even be higher now in terms of the loneliness factor.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in this day and age. I mean, we're isolated in unprecedented ways. And I think, if you know, we're definitely learning that the human connection is something that, you know, sometimes we took for granted, but is a critical human need, the need to belong.
Well, Live Kobu is becoming very popular overnight in some cases because people are discovering it out of necessity. But let's talk about what it basically does. Then I want to focus on the options for people right now when they're really in trouble. And I say trouble meaning emotionally, they want to connect, they need to connect. It's an app, right, that people can download for free. Take it from there.
Yes. So we're a mobile app. Residents in our apartment communities download it for free. And really, our platform has two elements. One is this mobile app, and the second piece is this virtual community manager, which is a person from our team who's helping energize the groups, provide ideas for things for these groups to do, as well as just moderate. So really there to be kind of the critical human touch, if you will.
Yeah.
So we partner with large apartment building complexes who really want to work with us to boost the satisfaction and retention of their buildings. And that's really kind of our fundamental customer. That's who pays us a subscription. Mm-hmm. The building residents get it absolutely for free. And through the Kobu app, you can create new groups, you can join an existing group, a foodie group, a young parent group, a board game group, what have you, or create your own. And then from there, you can either join an existing gathering, either virtually these days or, you know, in real life. And then from there, you can engage with and really get to know your fellow neighbors in your community.
And it's worked well for the apartment complexes and the communities that have brought you in. They've seen results in terms of retention of tenants, and also tenant happiness is important to landlords.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've seen great results on both, and we're continuing to expand. So we're right now driving down the Eastern Seaboard. We're about to go live in Atlanta, Georgia. We actually have a kickoff call later today with a building in New York City. And we're continuing to expand here in Boston and beyond as well.
So there's a third element, which is critical now as we record this podcast in mid-April. And that is business has to come back, has to do whatever it can, small and large. But businesses that relate to people in apartments or communities restaurants, shops, nearby establishments. This is the third arm, correct, of Kobu, where they can involve themselves and be part of this network.
Absolutely. This is the local tab within the Kobu app, where we're featuring the best local businesses, the best local providers, service providers that can interact with the building and provide value to the community. So we're always looking for residents and property managers and folks to tell us who those businesses are so we can feature them and really help them get benefits and really get support from the community at a time when doing that's probably more critical than ever before.
Prior to where we are now with the pandemic and the forced isolation, prior to this, it was a combination of virtual and real. Yes. So people would have gatherings, they'd have dinners, they'd have book clubs and things like that. So we've all switched to virtual. How do you see this sort of unfolding? Virtual has become part of our everyday lives over the last month. You think it'll even increase in popularity?
I think so. I think a lot of the behavior shifts will be sticky and will remain. I mean, virtual community building has been a tenet of what Kobu does. We're not physically right. stepping foot in our apartment building when we launch in Atlanta. We're going to be launching it from our headquarters here in Boston. And that's really how we've always driven community, kind of virtual to in real life. And obviously mm-hmm. right now we're really focusing on virtual, but making virtual still have those genuine human connections via video, via Zoom. And right. just as a soundbite, we've seen basically a spike in usage from our residents just in the past month with the situation where residents are offering to help neighbors, offering to run errands for immune compromised neighbors, offering to get groceries for elderly neighbors, offering to coordinate childcare for first responders in the community. And that type of behavior is really critical to in core to the Kobu mission, which is to empower everyone to feel like they belong in the places they call home. And seeing that has been incredibly heartwarming and frankly exciting about the resilience of people in the context of so much adversity with the situation.
Right. Well, Ben, as people listen to this, they're hearing the words Kobu, Live Kobu. Let's explain what Kobu stands for. It makes perfect sense now that we've been talking about it. Tell us.
Yes, Kobu stands for community building. So the CO is community and the BU is building. And we're really all about that community building and bringing people together.
Are you finding in the buildings that you currently have as clients that it's predominantly a mixed demographic or are more people in younger communities following this? I mean, I've got parents who are at 90 and they're getting into Zoom and all the other necessities. What are you finding demographically?
Yeah, it's completely mixed. I mean, all of our communities are multi-generational from, you know, DC, our buildings in DC, that area to Boston, to Atlanta, to New York. They're all completely multi-generational. So there's not one demographic that mm-hmm. That is the majority.
You know, as I'm talking to you, I live in an apartment building, a condominium building, and, you know, we gather in social areas in the building where there's a gym. There's all of it's closed as we speak. But the one constant errand I run is going down to the mail room, the mail right. slot. But if it weren't for the emails that the building generates to tell me what's going on, I would have no sense of communication. As it is, I don't have any communication above and beyond that in this building. I'm going to push for my building to adopt Kobu. This is a help, a boon, I would imagine, to apartment owners who have these larger scale apartment complexes to communicate with people, to involve them, to keep them together.
We've seen just in the past month, basically a surge in demand from apartment buildings and owners coming to us saying, hey, can you launch Kobu, you know, quicker in my building? These are people coming to us to accelerate their launch dates. Mm. And really the context of what we're seeing is very much what you just described, Jordan. It's common spaces are closed. There's no spaces
right.
that you had before. We're cooped up in an unprecedented way. And at the same time, we have this fundamental need for human connection. Right? And a lot of us are getting stir crazy. So the combination of all those factors and the fact also that a lot of the property management teams and the staff from these buildings are also not sometimes in the building anymore for safety reasons.
Right, right.
It's kind of a bunch of the criteria that's coming together to saying, hey, like, can you guys launch Kobu as soon as possible? So we've roughly seen a quadrupling of demand just in the past month, and we're trying as much as we can to support and grow. So these are exciting times for Kobu. We're trying to—
Well, they're exciting times, but they're reaching out to a population, a huge population that is desperate for any kind of connection above and beyond what they have currently, which is Netflix. I mean, it's really yes. important to do that. I want to give the website live, L-I-V-E, Kobu.com. Now that's a way for people to get information to download the app, I imagine, from the site?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and also for, let's put the appeal out to communities and those who run communities around the country, that this is accessible. You guys can initiate this pretty quickly and pretty efficiently from headquarters, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Look, we love hearing from residents and communities where they think this could benefit them. So reach out to myself. I'm just Ben at livekobu.com. Reach out to our team, team at livekobu.com. We're all ears. We love hearing ideas. We're beyond collaborative. So we're here to support.
Is your mother proud of you? I would imagine she would be.
I hope she is. I hope she is. I think it's a critical problem, I think, that we're solving for the world. Yeah. And you know, it's one that she experienced personally, but it's one that, you know, a large majority of the world experiences, and one that, you know, unfortunately, especially these days, won't be going away anytime soon. So, you know, we're doubling down.
Technology is a wonderful thing when used for positive and creative and hopeful purposes. This is one of them. Ben, thank you so much. We will hopefully get a chance to shake hands one of these days, or at least be 6 feet apart in the same room.
Yes, or bump elbows
or fist bump. I want to thank you for your innovation. I also want to congratulate everybody on your team working so hard to keep this going and to expand it. It's definitely needed. Thank you so much for joining us and on mic. And best of luck.
Thank you so much, Jordan. Stay safe.
Thank you to Ben Pleat, the CEO and founder of livekobu.com. And that's the site for all the details. Do check it out. It's a wonderful way to connect. You've been listening to On Mic with Jordan Rich, available on all podcast platforms. We really appreciate the ratings and reviews, and I'd love you to subscribe and tell your friends all about it. If you'd like to reach me, it's jordan@chartproductions.com. On Twitter, it's @JordanWBZ. And on Facebook, The Jordan Rich Show. My special thanks to Dan Tebow of Fast Twitch Media for his outstanding support, to Ken Carberry, my partner in crime, and to all of you for listening. Until we meet again, be well, stay well, so you can do good. Take care.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.